Have you found Jesus? Hold on, don't hang up. Please tell us. Have you found Jesus? The nativity scene is back in front of the old Siemens Church in Oak Bluffs. The regulars are there. Mary, Joseph, three wise men, two sheep, and a shepherd. There's an ox and an ass and an angel. But there is no baby Jesus. Jesus is missing. Mother casts loving eyes upon a depression in the hay where her child once lay. She's clueless about the crisis, but hey, she's plaster. She doesn't get it. Have you found Jesus? Where could that little tyke be? Surely he wasn't kidnapped. No, not on Martha's Vineyard. No one even thinks to carnap untended vehicles with running motors outside Tony's Market. Would a vineyarder stoop to kidnap Jesus? Never mind, don't answer. Truth be told, no Jesus napping happened here. Jesus is safe inside the church, awaiting his debut on Christmas Day. But it's more interesting to imagine that Jesus, yes, Jesus, has gone astray. Boys will be boys after all. He's been confined in storage in the dark for 11 long months, and hanging around the manger with the grown-ups gets really old. And 'tis the season to be jolly. So let's ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? Staycation is what he would do. He'd head straight to the candy shop, that twinkling little gingerbready place chock full of candy canes and peanut brittle. He would sing with the Oompa band at the Christmas tree lighting in Post Office Square. He'd rush to greet Santa Claus as he rolls up the avenue in the big red sleigh with the lights that blaze and the sirens that blare. Jesus would surely be on Main Street in Edgartown for the Christmas parade, cheering the float with Clifford the big red dog. And maybe he would take Sunday brunch with Santa, his new best friend. Would Jesus do the hayride at the farm or the sleigh ride to Cape Hogue? Would he go to the Minnesingers concert to hear the big kids sing? Or would he attend the Nutcracker Suite? Would he go to the free children's movie matinee at the Capawack Theater? Or would he do the Hanukkah party at the Hebrew Center? And would they greet him there like a king? Come Christmas Eve, something would tell little Jesus. It's time to go home. He'd sneak back in the manger before the dawn of Christmas Day. He'd wipe the candy cane crumbs off his lips. And not even the wise men would be the wiser.